If you've been watching the Democratic presidential debates, you've heard a lot about taxes, what taxes could be raised or adjusted to pay for health care plans, education, other initiatives. But there's also a much more basic question about taxes. Who's paying them and who's avoiding them? Our contributing editor, Neil Milner, takes on that topic in today's edition of The Long View. And Neil, some interesting insights about tax payment, tax avoidance, and tax evasion.
Yes. Let's make the distinction, first of all. Tax avoidance is not only perfectly legal, but in fact, the IRS encourages it. I am a tax avoider because I own a house.
Yes.
One of the great tax avoidance systems there is. If you're a renter, you don't get that kind of tax avoidance. Tax evasion is illegal. It's an attempt to essentially hide money, hide assets. And one of the most controversial areas, and we'll get back to this, I'm sure, is in the area of hiding your money offshore. Well, I'm pretty sure, Bill, you and I don't hide our money offshore because there's no island small enough that would care about the money we would hide. But for big players, and the whole lot of them, as the Panama Papers showed a few years ago, thousands of heavy hitters all around the world use these kinds of things, and they're controversial, and in theory, the IRS can go after them. In practice, it's not necessarily the case.
And that's an interesting point that you raise as well, that part of the practice of this, you have, just as you have on the referee side, on the government side of auditors and others chasing and checking, you have on the other side of this, folks working for the companies and the wealthy individuals trying to keep a couple of steps ahead of that.
Right. So let's make a distinction here because the sides are a little bit more equal with one group and very unequal against the government on the other group.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, you think of the two kinds of people who are tax evaders, two classic, that is, they're doing it illegally, people who don't report their income, little people, people who maybe get some kind of cash stuff and don't report it, or now this is a little harder, you get tips and you don't report it. There is a fair amount of that, and that has to do with whether your income is visible or not. You know, if you're salaried, you have a W-2 form. The government knows from the get-go it's part of the deal. I just filled out for giving one talk sometime in April, a W-9 form. So the government is going to know how much I made, and it's going to take off a certain amount of taxes. But for unreported, for invisible income, it's always easier to non-comply on anything if there isn't a surveillance on you. So that's the little people's side. Mm. Then you have the super heavy hitters like Microsoft. And on that side, the government, let's go back to the little people side for a second. The government has ways of dealing with it. It's obviously not always successful. You know, there's a lot of money that gets lost. But the government has a fair shot at this. The IRS has a fair shot. If you look at the super rich, the super large companies, IRS is definitely at a disadvantage. And that's what the ProPublica piece that I was referring to does when it looks at Microsoft's attempt, so far successful, to evade taxes by doing offshore stuff. Real fast, what that involved is essentially transferring all of its assets, all its intellectual property worth billions of dollars to an 85-person offshoot company in Puerto Rico because Microsoft's attorneys and tax people had convinced Puerto Rico to give them a tax break. So essentially, it's a huge break worth billions of dollars. The IRS finally said, we've had enough of this kind of stuff. The transactions that Microsoft used were so controversial that even, and there's emails on this, their accountant said, wow, this is really innovative. IRS went after them. IRS is always at a disadvantage here because big companies are repeat players with lots of resources. They can go to court. IRS said, we're gonna audit Microsoft. We're going to get this money back. The IRS hires tax attorneys from the big firms to do this. They get very aggressive. They do all kinds of things. This is still going on. But up till now, what has happened is that Microsoft is winning. They lobbied Congress to change the law to make it harder for the IRS to be as proactive as they are here and managed to create a vision that says the IRS are the villains here. They're trying too hard. Well, what this does is it shows what money and power can do. If you have the lawyers, if you have the accountants, it's nothing new. It's just another example of how people with power can do this. That's the big side. And all kinds of companies do this. Most of the time, it's seen as legal or just wears down.
And that's, I think, amongst voters, certainly, that provokes a lot of anger in terms of that targeting of, yeah, as you say, the little folks. Oh, yes, we have room for enforcement for that. But meanwhile, these huge players.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, what's interesting to me about it is that the anti-IRS argument gets easily tied into a kind of big government always watching you type of things. And so people may react to it, may find themselves on the camp of the IRS as a villain. On the other hand, you're right. You raise this issue of fairness. People, the other studies have shown, Vanessa Williamson's book, Read My Lips, which I talked about a year or two ago on this show, showed in this very thorough survey and interviews of voters, people feel that it's their moral obligation to pay taxes. They're fine with it, provided that it's used properly and provided there's some transparency. And used properly means that it gets used for people who in their minds deserve it.
Yeah,
but
it's unfortunate you don't get to write on the little memo part of your check of where you would like your tax money to go.
That's right. Although if these people wrote, there'd be a lot of poor people who wouldn't be getting money because a lot of it has to do with folks that taxpayers think are undeserving. But the point that I think that's important here is that this willingness to pay taxes may in some ways counter the argument that the IRS are, you know, the IRS are villains and heavy-handed, because if you get across the idea of fairness, here's the problem, and this is an advantage that large corporations and people in power always have. Many of these battles are fought in private, not illegally, but they're fought in administrative agencies. They're fought in low-level things. They're not the kinds of things that get the news. The fact that ProPublica, which is a investigative reporter unit, it has to be the one that did the documentary on this, suggests what the problem is. So in some ways, the whole issue of money and power and obligation gets played out here. And, the Chamber of Commerce came out in favor of Microsoft on this kind of thing. It's still going on, but there's never been an audit that's been thoroughly done, and Microsoft certainly hasn't had to pay anything back.
Interesting also, just coming back to that point, that most Americans feel that paying taxes is a moral obligation, the fairness issue, and really the kuleana is part of being a citizen of the United States, that goes along with that.
Yeah, it does. They think it's part of citizenship, and they think about it. I think she was surprised what she found, that there was this kind of sense that we're, you know, this is not about a bunch of tightwads who say you don't have to pay taxes. We don't have kids in school anymore. We don't care. People cared, and people were willing to pay it with some important provisos. And I think one of the things that people are concerned with is the fairness of the process.
Fairness. Always an issue. Thank you.
Yes,
Neil Milner. Contributing editor Neil Milner takes on that topic on The Long View. We've been talking with him. He's a retired professor of political science and contributing editor of our segment, The Long View.